This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. California has seen a record 3 million cases of COVID-19 while enacting some of the strictest lockdowns in the nation. Governor Gavin Newsom has targeted churches and indoor worship services for fines and closures while encouraging protests in the streets, which often have devolved into riots. But the life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus can't be stopped. January 11th through the 13th, evangelist Mario Murillo planned a three-day tent revival called Living Proof in Bakersfield, California. After the initial success of the tent revival, they added two more days to the event, extending the revival to Friday night. He posted on Facebook to please continue to pray and encourage people to attend. God is on the move and your prayers are making an impact. In a blog post on his website, Mario wrote about the despair that has blanketed the city, that tonight God took his revenge in Bakersfield, California. The city is now the place where lies go to die. He commented that there was a great unity with various churches and ministries that he was working with in the revival meetings. Canyon Hills Assembly of God, Stay Focused Ministries, and Inner City Action are just a few of the unified force for the gospel. Murillo did not shy away from preaching a direct gospel message that following Christ means fully surrendering to God. Instead of scaring people away from the altar by his direct approach, he says that it ignited an even greater hunger for them to be saved. The line of those waiting to be saved stretched all the way outside the tent. After the gospel was preached each night, Murillo's team followed up in miracle ministry. He says that signs and wonders seemed to dart from one place to another until there was rejoicing. The joy of sickness being healed was felt all over the tent. In a video posted on the ministry's Facebook page, they showed hundreds of people coming forward to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ. After the week of powerful revival meetings, Murillo is urging the church to step up and preach the full gospel to this world in need. He commented that, "My cry is that when the doors of Spirit-filled churches reopen, they will leave Sesame Street and run back to Azusa Street." He is calling believers to rage against limp-wristed preaching, fog machines, romantic lighting, and that atmosphere that's about as life-giving as a waiting room at a DMV. As Paul wrote to the church in Rome, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Let's boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we go. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.